klal is from machlokes poiskim, we go bust the right poiskim. And the mocha is Gemara Bamitzia, that fantastic. The Gemara says that by machlokes tanoim, that we go bust the right tanoim. The famous mice, the Tana Shachinoi, he was machlokes tanoim, and the Beleza was bringing ganze moifsim, right, that he was right. But the Gemara runs it off, so the state of the Torah, Acharam Lahatos. The Torah says, you go bust the roi, rev tanoim, and rev tanoim paskin one way. So we pass on the Rav Tanoim. And it's the same club, by Rav Amaroyim we pass in, and by Rav Yishayim, and even by Rav Achrayim, we go bus the Rav. And the Mokka is from the Pasuk of Nachar Abel Hatteis. The Pasuk of Nachar Abel Hatteis is going on in Sanhedrin. But the same thing is by Machlekes Tanoim or Machlekes Paisim. Now what do you do if you have an equal amount? What if it would be, let's say, Machlekes two Yishayim hold one way and two Yishayim hold the other way? So that's called Sega Dedina. And a Sveik of the Dina, you go with Klali Sveikas. Sveik the Reis is a Chumrah, and a Sveik, if it's a Machlekas in the Rabbanon, being Kula, Sveik the Rabbanon, Kula. And then you Machlekas Allah. The Shach in Yodea, the Emerson in Reishman Beis, brings down from the Rajba. He says, this Klal, that if it's a Machlekas Paiskim and it's equal, the number of Paiskim that's saying each way are the same amount, you say Sveik the Rabbanon, Kula. That's only if they're equal, that's only if they're also equal in Chachma. But if one side is Gadol b'Chachma, you go bust to the side is Gadol b'Chachma. The Mashal, if two Paiskim say, two Achreinim would Paskin that it's, by the Rabbanan, that it's, let's say, that it's Mutta, and two would say it's Asa. And the ones that say it's Asa are Makubal to be more Gadol b'Chachma, you would say Sabbat Rabbanan l'Chumra. You go like the ones that are Gadol b'Chachma, even though normally you would say Sabbat Rabbanan l'Akal, but over here you go l'Chumra. What about by a Sufik Deraisa? Let's say that the one that we Sufik Deraisa, we have an equal amount of Paiskim saying it's Mutta and equal amount saying it's Asa. But the ones that say that it's Mutta, the Kula, are Gold B'Chachma. Would you go bust the ones Gold B'Chachma and say Sufik Deraisa, the Kula? So that's the Machaikas Achrenim. The Achrenim are Machaikas, if the Rashba says it even over there. But for sure, by the Rabbanon, with the Shayna of Sufik Rabbanon, the Hakkal, if you have, if the side that says the Chumra is Gold B'Chachma, you go bust to the side that says that's called Bochachma. The Kesef Mishnah and the Shach of it, and it's the Kesef Mishnah also, and then the Pergal and Chilchas Mamrim, they want to be medayik the Rambam is chalik, because the Rambam is sasam. The Rambam just says Shnei Chachamim. If you have two Chachamim, Echad Oisiv Echad Mati. One of them asks, one of them is Mati. It may not be day Leichem the night. If you don't know, it's a Safek Dina. By the rice you go mechum, and by the one you go achamekel. So the medayik, the Kesef Mishnah, the Shach medayik. Why doesn't Rambam say this chelik? What about if one says go to b'chachma? From the steam of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't say this chelik. The medayik, the Rambam is chelik on the Rashba. The Rambam will take a hold that even if one is bigger b'chachma, it doesn't make a difference since it's sveik adedina and obliged to the klal sveik the banal hakol. How would you Mishaya, to begin with, even according to the Rashba, how would you Mishaya, who's bigger, who's smaller? That's a little bit, that no one says, no one explains that. I think it's by what's Makubal. It's just Makubal, the Moshul, it's just Makubal. The Rambam and the Ramban are bigger than the Ritva and the Ran. A bigger Rishayim. So if you have the Rambam and the Ramban will hold one way, and you have the Ritva and the Ran will hold the other way, you would say, according to the Rambam, it's like the Sfeik Adedina. It's still two against two, and it's like the Sfeik Adedina, but according to the Rashba, we say the bigger Rishayim are Machriya, Gadol b'Chachma is Machriya. Maybe by Achrayim also, it would be Machriya Zay.
The Rambam's talking about
the Rishayim
versus
the Rambam's talking about every Tkufa, Machriya Tanoim, Machriya Amorayim, or even Machriya Rishayim.
But not between the two different, spanning two different Tkufas.
All right, it's different Tkufas. You have to be about Plukta, that's for sure. This is Pasha, it has to be about Plukta.
Right.
If it's not about Plukta, like you could have one Rishon that Paskin's own way, and no one's Chaluk, then you have five Achrayim come and they ask a stack of cash on the Rishon, and the Achrayim ask a cash, and they hold differently, but no, the Balacha Blight is every Rishon. They have a kash, it's a Sarachin. They don't know the answer, but the Achrayim are not about Pukta. You don't see it's Rav Achrayim against the Shainim. What's interesting, that seems to be the chilk between, one of the main chilk between the Mechab and the Ramah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab, he goes basically with three Rishainim. He goes with the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. And he passes like Rav. It's a Mechab, it's a pass like two out of three from the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh. The Ramah, what the Ramah does is he counts the other Rishainim. The Ramban, the Dva, the Ran, the Kolboy, Tosfos Rashi, he'll count the Kolboy, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. What's takap shen? And he'll make a cheshbon. If you count those yishenim, you'll have maybe five against four, you know, and he'll pass him differently. What's takap shat in the mechaba? Why does the mechaba go with these yishenim, the Rambam, the Rifet, and the Rush? And the Sant, the Rush happens to be from Ashkenazim. He's not specifically picked two from the Svadish yishenim, the Rambam, and the Rifet. But he counts the Rush also. Why does he count only these? I was always thinking that the reason is because these are as from the written halacha. The Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush were from the written halacha. Now, all the other Rishonim, it's not like Haintik Gesorim, they're just in learning, and they just love that halacha. But the Ban, the Ritva, they are also halacha. Lamais, when they're going to share whatever they say, is called the Rim Emes, and they're saying halacha Lamais also. But Lamais said they're not from written halacha. Most of these Rishonim are written on the Masechta. Even Tosis Rashi, they're written on the Masechta, they're not really written on halacha. Maybe that's why the Mechaba was not Mischash with them. Some of the Yishayim Dramo quotes, the Kolboi and the Rebbe Yeruchim are from Halacha. They are basically Halacha from Sifri Halacha. But could be the Mechaba holds that not a B'nai Plukta from the Ramadu from the Rush. The Rush holds, maybe they're not as big, not Mekubal to be as big, B'chachma, but they are B'ged the Yishayim. They are the Tkufa of the Yishayim. They won the Skabalas from the Yishayim. So the Ramo does count them. But the Mechaba does not count them.
The smag
should be maybe above all, but for some reason maybe felt that we don't understand everything the smag is saying. I don't know why, but the mechaber seems to count.
The reason was the Rosh, because the Rosh was from the last, from the Rishonim. Come out from the last, from the Rishonim. I mean, the Torah is the same.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons he counts the Rush. He wants to count the Nachrin. And I forget, in a way, Nachrin has a Mayan and Halacha. Nachrin goes Achan Sur Basroi. The Gemara says Halacha Basroi. The Gemara says by Meroi, we go by Basroi. But if they saw everyone else, she didn't. But basically, and this again, the Medayik and the Ramam sheet is that we're not Mischash or Gola B'Chachma. As long as it's the same Tkuf, as long as it's about Plukta, then we go, as long as it's about Plukta, then it remains a Safak HaShakal. If you have the same amount of Yishayim saying one way, same amount of Yishayim saying the other way, it remains a Safak HaShakal and Safak HaBan Kula. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. Because the Rambam doesn't say it. And the Rajbis is the first for him.
No, it's a sure deal, because they themselves are annoyed that the Rambam will agree in a case of Rebbe and Talmud. Because that's Farish and Gemara. That's the Farish Allah, they himself, they bring.
And the Rambam doesn't say that? Well, the Rambam says Shtei Chachom, maybe does not come, he's not talking about it. The Rambam says Shtei Chachom, Echad Eis V'chamati.
They say near the dark machine, but by Rebbe and Talmud, the Rambam will be masked.
That might be different.
So, it's interesting. So you're already masking that the Rambam is not so explicit. The steam is not right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how the Medayik. What the machlokes is, the Rambam and the Rashba, the Chasam Seif in that Tshuva we were talking about last week, the Printin Shuski Vegas in Kochav Beis, he's very Meir on it, and he wants to explain that's telling you how you're going to the Gemara and the Zod of Zayin and Aleph. Like I'm going to, but if you go through the whole Sugi of Yechim and Break it, and the Zod of Zayin and Aleph, the Chasam Seif says, and that Nakud is the machlokes is the Rambam and the Rashba. But the Chasam Seif is it's a different kasha than the Rambam. Chasam Seif says, the famous Gemara in Erevin that if you give him a vase in other places, it says that before Baskel, there was a big machoik, there was a big shayla who passed like Beisham Beisil. Beishamai was a group of Tanoim, Tamidim of Shammai, and Beisil was a group of Tanoim, Tamidim of Hill, and they had, they had many machoikasin. And the shayla was who do we pass like? And the shayla basically was, Beisil was known to be the right. It was a big yeshiva, it was more Tamidim of Hill, Beisil was bigger than Beishamai. But Beishamai was known to be Mechadi Tzvei. Beishamai was known to be more Chachom. So the Shem, who do you pass like? And it was Yotze Baskol. A Baskol came out and said that Halach is like Beisilman. Basically, the Baskol was telling us that after Yom HaFeis, we go Basa the Roi. We go Basa the Roi Minyan. We don't go Basa the Roi even Chachom.
Doesn't the Mar say because I'm so used to the Halach?
That's also why the Baskel was in the final exam. But the Baskel was not taking away the fact, the Havamina. The Havamina was that maybe Rav Chochma was something also. It's not taking away the fact that Rav Chochma is something. So Maisa, if everything would be equal, there would be an equal amount of both sides. The Chur, the Rav Chochma should be Machriya. So this would be a Raya to the Rashba. that when you have an equal amount, the side that's gedolim b'chachma should be machriyah.
But then you see at the end, the baskel was machriyah v'ket, that the rabbim is more than.
Because they had.
But that's because it's a rabbim. But the baskel's not telling you that Reb Chochma is nothing. He's just saying if you have makom of Reb Minyan and makom of Reb Chochma, Reb Chochma is more important. But if it's not saying that Reb Chochma is nothing, that's some sort of sign. But Reb Chochma, ma'aseh v'bishav v'shavah, that Reb Chochma should be machriyah. That should be the Rashi, like the Rambam. Teretz Zecher, you have to say the Rambam or the Gemara. The baskel was telling you that Reb Chochma means nothing. As long as everyone is in the same league, everyone is in the same tekufa, everyone is considered Rishonim, that Reb Chochma doesn't count at all. But Lamaisach, some doesn't like the Teretz. He blabs Zecher in the Rambam. He says, Zecher, from this Gemara you see that Reb Chochma does mean something. I had a different kasha. There's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pegimel. The Gemara says that by the suffix of if it's pikuach nefesh, if a person has to eat. If the person on Yom Kippur, the person himself says he has to eat, we listen to him, if he says he feels he's dying and he has to eat, the Gemara says, Levi de Mos Nasha, the person knows himself better than anyone, you don't even listen to doctors, he eats. So a person doesn't know himself, he doesn't know himself if he has to eat or not. And it's machoikus reifim. Machoikus between the doctor, between the doctors. Some doctors say it's pikuach nefesh, he has to eat, and some doctors say it's not pikuach nefesh, he doesn't have to eat on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says you go Mos Reif Deis. You go Mos Reif doctors, what the Reif of the reifim say, you go Mos them. But if they're equal, so the Ram says like this, sorry, the Ram says in Hilchos Shvi'is also, Perek Beis L'Chaches, Mixas Reif and Ayim Tzarech. Some of the doctors say he has to eat, and Mixas and Ayim Tzarech, and some of the doctors say he doesn't have to eat. Hochan Acher Reif, we go after Reif, Oy Acher Bekiyan, the Ram is Moses something. Or we go after the Bekiyan, the bigger experts. Bekiyan would be if you have doctors from the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic saying one way, and you have some Lakewood doctors saying the other way, the Bekiyan are the big doctors from Mount Sinai, and bigger than the local Lakewood doctors. But the Mice, you have to say, what's the Ram saying? Hochan Acher Reif, Oy Acher Bekiyan. You go after the Reif or after the Bekiyan. Which is more important? What if you have Reif one way? You have Reis Reif, small town doctors are saying he has to eat, and then one big Boki tells you, no, there's nothing wrong, he doesn't have to eat. That's a little bit unclear. What's the Ram saying? Acher Reif, he's not saying which one is more important. The Ram just says, you go after the Reif or after the Bekiyan. So I think the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam means, I'm sorry, the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah explains, Masha Kasuv Abeinu Acher Reif Acher Bekiyan, nearly perish the Rav. The Magen Mishnah says, Oyim Shavim B'Minyan Hochan Acher Bekiyan. Ram means, you only go Basar Reif. But in case they're equal, two doctors saying like this, two doctors saying like that, then you go after the Bekiyan, you go after the specialist. So you see here that Ram does hold that when they're equal, you go after the Bekiyan. So my question was, how come by doctors, by Reifim, the doctor Ram says if they're equal, you go after Reif Chochma? But in halacha, if they're equal, we're medayik, the Kesef Mishnah Sachar medayik, you don't go after Reb Chochma. What's the chiluk between Reifim and
Paiskim?
Because by Torah, we're Eilu.
Yeah, we're very good. We're getting it together. But first, before we. Basically saying, but let me just finish what I wanted to say before that. In Peg Beis of Chashav Zalchal, there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, interesting, V'chein imam reifei echel chalo of the Shabbos. One doctor says, it's pikuach nefesh yati mechal Shabbos. Reifei echel amein itzurch. Another doctor, a local guy, the doctor says, you don't have to mechal on him Shabbos. The Rambam says, Safkin nefashu is teichas a Shabbos. Safkin nefashu is teichas a Shabbos. The Rambam says that a Safkin. But the other Rambam doesn't say if one of them is a Baki. How come by Pikuch Nefesh of Yom Kippur, it's also Safkin Nefashis? So the other Rambam does say that you go Basa the Baki. And if the Baki tells you he doesn't have to eat, you don't say Safkin Nefashis, you tell him not to eat. How come over here we don't say we go after the Baki and maybe not be Machal Shabbos? Chaz Pella, the Teretz says, I think the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos is same from what he said in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Because the Emes is this Shayla, I think the Shayla of a Machalikas of Reifim we find in the Gemara in Yuma Nafe Gimel about eating on Yom Kippur. I think the Ram Hilchos Shabbos is taking it from there. So the main place is, even though Hilchos Shabbos is written before Hilchos Yom Kippur, but the main place is by Hilchos Yom Kippur. And the Ram took it from there, mentioned it by Hilchos Shabbos, also you go after Reb Deis. And this Prat, in case they're equal, the Ram was saying what he said in Hilchos Yom Kippur, that you go after the Baki. So maybe you could say in Hilchos Mamrim also, he was saying what he said in Hilchos Shvi'is also. Maybe Hilchos Mamrim, the reason why he didn't say you go after the God of Chachma is because he was saying what he said in Hilchos Shvi'is also, you go after the Bekiyim. That would be Shukla Kasha on the same way he was saying he was saying with Hilchos Shabbos on what he said in Hilchos Shabbos. So it's Shukla Kasha on the case of Mishnah and the Shach. That's Medayik on the Rambam and Hilchos Ma'amrim from the Stimus of Shoni that he doesn't go Basur. Go to B'chachma. I guess they hold that the Rambam would not be Soymich on something he said in the Gea Reifim from the Gea Poskim, the Gea Tmei Chachamim. And that's really the Medayik. But upon him, we have our Kasha. Our Kasha was, how come by coming to the case of Mishnah and the Shach at least, how come? Well, the way they're learning that the Rambam holds by halacha, if you have a machoikis, shava b'shava, you don't go b'asir by chachma. As long as all rishonim, we say it's a sveik of the dina. Mashen kain, if we have a machoikis reifim, machoikis of the doctors, we go b'asir, and it's equal, shava b'shava, we go b'asir the b'kiyim. What's the chilak? So I was thinking, like Rizzi said, the chilak is like this. He said, by doctors, by reifim, when they have a machoikis, one side of the mice is a tais. One side is saying it's Piguch Nefesh, one side is saying it's not Piguch Nefesh. There's only one truth, there's only one Metzius to this Chayla, how big the Chayla is. One side is correct, and one side is wrong. One side is partially wrong. That's why we go Basa B'Kiyim to tell us which side is right, which side is wrong. But in Torah, it doesn't work that way. In Torah, we have a cloud, the Gemara says in Erevin, Lafi Gimel, Eilu Ve'elu Devirim Kim Chayim. Even when you have a Machoikis, if it's a Machoikis of Tanoim, or Merim, even Rishonim, we say, we have a Kabbalah called Devir Memes, and Eilu Ve'elu Devirim Kim Chayim. What does that mean? Eilu Ve'elu Devirim Kim Chayim. Mechir the Torah also only has one halacha, one way. So I always understood it to mean that it's both, first of all, it's both Torah. When you sit and you learn Beishamai or even Abaya, you're the Hosugya, we pass Lagrava, and you spend a lot of time understanding Abaya Shita, Zichah Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And it's just like this, I think. If two people are learning, one person's learning Chavetz Gemara and Taisis, and everything's posh, he understands it perfectly. Somebody else, if Kiveg is learning, if Kiveg has a Kasha, he doesn't begin to understand the Taisis as a Kasha. Which one has more Havana? Which one's learning better? You think the one that understood it? No, it's not true, of course not. The one that had the Kasha is more Havana, because he's on a higher level of Havana that he has the Kasha. If someone would have a Teretz of the Kasha, a Richtig Teretz of the Kasha, maybe he would be on the highest level of Havana. He understands the Taisus, he understands what Shvevet Taisus, he understands the Teretz also. So he really has the highest level. But at least understanding the Kasha is also a higher level. The same thing Achare is when you have a Machoikis, Rishonim also. If you understand just one way to learn the Gemara, that's one level of Havana. But if you understand there's another way also Achare that you can learn, that's a higher level of learning. So knowing both days and the more you mimic, it's all part of Havana's Taisus, it's all part of the Amkus from the Torah is on the scene in the second sheet. That's made the and all these svaris for Nichlal is what David gave us. Versteitzach, the halacha, there's only one bottom line, what to do. What to do in the Maisa is only one bottom line, but it's all part of the Torah. Is Mamela, also with this called, that's the reason I think why the Rama holds. When you have two sheet, this is all Torah, and you can't, it's not that one side is a mistake, it's also a chesfin Torah. That's why we don't go bust the God of Chachma. Hashem came by the Reifim, by the doctors, one side's making mistakes. So that's why you go bust the Begim. That's a Chayyad HaChalak.
And it's my fault, because I just told somebody to move to where the Beis Yosef was, because he was sick with Yen HaChalak.
Oh, you should have passed like that?
It was a Trafis.
There's different mices like that also, right? I think someone had a number of daughters, and his wife was expecting, and he came to the Rebbe and he says, "I know it's late, get the Satan Rebbe for a bracha." He said, "I know it's late." The Gemara says, "It's very too late, but the mice he wants to have a son." So the Rebbe told him, "I think go to, I think it was Zalngiv in Bengus." You slime then and shtitz his kailo, give money to his kailo, and then ask him for a bracha. Didn't understand why he went, and then he asked him something, because what's Peshavit and Satan Rebbe, why is he sending me to you? So he said, because my kailo is learning Yishami, he's learning Yishami. Yishami's chalak and bali on that. Yishami holds that you could ask for bracha. You could ask for bracha. So then you pass him, yes, my kailo should happen to you, we go like the Yishami. That's in one second. Shon was mentioning to me this shaylis what came up not that long ago in the shaylis of the Arab in Brooklyn in Borough Park and Flatbush. It seemed that Roif Poskin were paskening that the day is mutta, but Moshe Feinstein paskin that the day is possible.
You said it has to be a machlokes.
So on the chayyah you would say this would be a machaikis and machaikis. If it's not shava, if it's, you go wasirai, you finish. But like we said, the chayit has to be about plupta. Now about plupta goes by tkufis. When did some say that tkufa of achrayim ended with the bochana, with the keres shum, the keres aris? By the wall, some people want to say that.
Who said it's a good question?
Like we said before, who could be Mishai these things? But I think Hakamoidim that there definitely were people in later generation and recently who were bigger than some of the most the ones right before the wall. So in Moshe Feinstein, I think everyone that's Makubal would have been a Gadol 200 years ago. Could have spoken, if he wasn't with Kivega, he wasn't, but he could have spoken learning with Kivega, he would have been a Gadol, was a man with Kivega also. So he really was an Achrenim. Maybe these other Abonim are finer Abonim, but they're not Achrenim. So maybe it goes back to that. In the Akdama from Rumi Soda, from the Tziv, there's a famous letter from Chaim Berlin, from his son. I'm not going to go through the whole, it's a beautiful letter, but for part of it, what he says over there is he writes one line, but Noichini made Be'edis Namona. He says he's being made Shagoyin B'Kivega Morim B'Kodesh Shubayini Ma'ovi Yagoyin. The B'Kivega was very special to the Netzid, Alamoid, and he writes one line, B'Teva Mamish Achas Moshim B'Kivega Hoi Machriya Be'ein of Kam V'Kam V'Dafim B'Pungis V'Machayim. One word of B'Kivega be Machriya on pages and pages of other Achreinim. But that's what B'Kivega is Abahai Rog, Alalocha, Im L'Hokim L'Achmi, the Sheet, the B'Kivega is Deil Alalocha, Sai L'Hokil Sai L'Achmi, Hoi Machriya Tzloi Deis Kam Paiskim, be Machriya Kam Paiskim. The way the halacha is, we go b'asei roi poiskim. How could he go like b'kivega? The teretz is also you have to say that in the tziv held that they won they plucked the b'kivega these achrayim. Some people held and I found once in the Shas Shuvah Tzitzel Yezer of Oldenburg, he writes in Chel Yudal and Simakuf, he said Tzipeli agree Abramsky. Chaska Abramsky told him Shagrach Levi Zal Abchayim Hechshav Memesh of b'kivega Memesh Echem Rishayim. He held B'Kivega was a Rishon. Mamash a Rishon, the panel. Sunday I heard from a friend of mine, Adam Godel, Baramot, Aviot. He heard from his Rebbe, Emsal and Gern, from Moshe Feinstein. Moshe once said, I think this was the exact quote, he said in Yiddish, when we were young, it's like we're cooking after B'Kivega Zevi the Goyen. We used to look at B'Kivega Zevi the Goyen. He says such a line. And I think what he meant was that today, if by all yeshivas, everyone looks at Kivega from the guest achrayim. But I think everyone considers the goyim is bigger. Like says Makubal that the goyim the Kivega is gvezen, but the goyim is gvezen nach gesa. And Moshe was saying that's not the way we used to think. When I grew up, we feel the cooking of the Kivega is every the goyim. We still look at the Kivega is every the goyim. I don't know. I think that's very interesting. He said and also it's makubal and poiskim that the day of the goyin is as every echav yishayim. When they do count the number of poiskim yishayim the whole one way, and the yishayim hold the other way, the goyin sheet is considered one of the yishayim. So according to this, the kivega sheet is also one of the yishayim. And this is basically what the Netziv is saying, and that's the answer to Gasha. Another Indian in. Achim Lahatis, the famous Tosis in Baba Kama at the beginning of Amadiach, the Chazayin of Abayis, Tosis Akasha, the Ikedin of Achim Lahatis is by Bezdin and Sanhedrin, that you go Basir Rev Day on him. Tosis Akasha, how come by Mominus we go Basir Rev? Why is it by Mominus we go Basir Rev Day on him? By Momin we have a Klali Nochem Momin Acharev. We always say Nochem Momin Acharev. So why by Day on him was it different? How come if Mingle by Misa and by Isavahetta, if you have two the Yonim say one way, one says the other way, goes to Rai. But by Dini Mominus, if two say Yisrai, one says Pata, we have a Kali and Hochamam and Achirai. Why is he Chayiv? So Taisa's answer says, Yeshleim, the Hasam Gabi, the Yonim Shani, the Chosh of Mid, the Hu Kamisha'inai. By the Yonim, we say the Mid is Kamisha'inai. So everyone which is on the Taisa's why. What does that mean, the Mid is Kamisha'inai? So some learn that Mid Kamisha'inai means because the Mid has to agree to the Rav. At the end, while they're arguing. But at the end, we tell the Mid, listen, we're going to go in and give a psak, and all three of us are going to say, Yisraev Apata. The Mid has to agree to the Rav. At the end, they have to be Maskim. That's why Mid Kamisha'inai. That's the starts. My Zayda of Shurkin and Shir Yakim of Shurkin Baba Kama wants to say different Teretz. He says like this. He says, what's the reason why? Why the Gemara says, according to Shmuel, in Hochamah Menach Arayv. It's a Gemara at the beginning of Shoshanach HaSpar, it's a Gemara in the beginning of Amaniach. The Gemara basically, if you're Medayik in Tosis, it's pretty clear that the reason is because by Momin you have a Mochsik. By moment, the cases of the Gemara of Einochem Machne Makariv is the Mashal one. The Gemara in Hamaniach is talking about by if the a moich is selling to like a chavis of yain, a barrel of wine, and most people call a barrel of wine a chavis gedola. They mean a big barrel. And miyuta, but some people refer to a pitcher, a kad. When they say a chavis, they mean a kad. They mean a pitcher of wine. So after, when it comes to collect, the lekeach says, I meant a big barrel of wine. The moich says, no, I meant to sell you a small pitcher of wine. So the Gemara says, Rubidin shi karin chavis chavisa. Most people, when they say a chavis, they mean a big barrel. Of a miyuta, a small amount of people, they mean a small amount of wine. As a minga, over there, you would have the roi would tell you that the mechir was on a big barrel. We said chavis of wine, roi people call a chavis means a big barrel. But the Moicha says, no, I meant like the meat. Some people say a chavis and they mean a small barrel. I meant the small one. I only use the small one. The din is, ein hochem amenacharoi. The roiv would be like the lekeach, that it meant the big barrel. But the meat is like the Moicha, he meant the small barrel.
Ein hochem amenacharoi. Come on.
What?
That's a little bit of lesser.
Yeah. That's a little lesser. But ein hochem amenacharoi. We don't go with the roiv.
The
Gemara says, not by the radio or the nachin, right? The Moicha says to lekeach a shark. And it turns out the show's a nachin. It's too wild, and the lekeach says, I bought a leradi, I bought a becharisha, I can't deal with this wild behema. And the moicha says, no, I thought you meant to buy for shechita. For shechita doesn't make a difference. For shechita is the same thing. But the lekeach time is mekach tayas. And the moicha says, it was not mekach tayas. For shechita, it's good. So the moicha says, even though roiv people buy a leradi, roiv people buy a show for becharisha, and the lekeach, up he roiv is right, but since the moicha has the mead on his side, we say, enochem menacharibah. So the time of Mezeda, so what's the reason why we go basa, we say Ein Hochem Machmerei? The reason is because by Mammon you have a Muchzik. The Moicha over there is Muchzik in his money. And then it says, even by Roiv, it's really a Safik. It's really a Safik. And now then, the Roiv is Machriya the Safik. We have a Safik who's right, so the Roiv is normally Machriya Safik. But Muchzik is also Machriya by Safik. Right? Muchzik is a cloud, the one who's Muchzik and Meisim Machriya and Vrei. You want to take a big amount of wine from me, I only want to give you a small amount of wine. The moich is muchzik. So the muchzik tells you that the moich is right. The roiv tells you the keich is right. So the muchzik cancels out the roiv. That's why in Hochem Amenachar roiv. Well, how do you understand that? Basically, it's because by Mammon you have a muchzik. Because you have a muchzik, that's why the roiv doesn't work. As a megam, as everyone's the time then, this is all when you have a suffix in the guf ha-mammon. Like you have a suffix in the mechir itself. Did he mean the big barrel wine? Or did he mean the shofar for harisha? Or did he mean the small barrel wine? Or did he mean the shofar for shechita? That's the suffix in the gufha moment, then you say the muchzik helps. But by machlekes of the yonim, normally what the machlekes of the yonim is, pshat in the sugya, what the halacha is. They're normally arguing, they go through the sugya, they go through the Rama, they go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Pesachim, and they're arguing a maisa what the halacha is. And then they apply it, their machlekes and what the pshat in the Torah is, they apply it to, okay, according to this, Ruvin is chayav, but the basic din of dvarim between the yonim is what would be in such a case, al pi the Torah. In the pshat of the Torah, the muchzik, there's no muchzik. The fact that you're muchzik is not in the moment has nothing to do with the pshat of the Torah. The whole pshat of the Torah, is a machoikis, what the Torah would say in such a case, are you chayav apata? But you're not muchzik in that. Later they're applying it.
And in
no, that's something in the guf hamamim. That's not
so
a.
There's
nothing to argue about.
It's
radio
not. The fact that it to me is machriya. That's the radio of shchita.
In this guf hamamim, what did you mean? Is you have a roiv like him and you have a meat like him?
The transaction.
You have a roiv like the meicher. You have a meat like the keich. And in this guf hamamim, what the machriya was in this guf hamamim, you have a muchzik. You have a muchzik. But by Dayonin, the whole Sofik on Machaikis was shot in the Sugya. They're talking and learning. They're arguing and learning what the halacha is, how it comes out of the halacha. And then they go and they apply it. Okay, this is how we came to the halacha in such a case.
He's saying the Peshittus is beforehand, before the Din Torah. In the middle, when they come to the Din Torah, over here, each time, it's a new Sofik. Every Din Torah brings up the Sofik. But over there, the Peshittus is before the
Din. I think he's saying the Sofik is and what the halacha is.
Not in the transaction. They were arguing on the transaction themselves.
It's not a good moment. It's machlekes and pshat and sugya. No, machlekes and learning. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about what they meant. You know, the machlekes.
But he even goes further than that. So the middle of the pshat is before these two people came to the
Torah. But by Radhi, it's not even a machlekes of the yonim. All the yonim agree that this is the facts. I mean, then we have always a suffix. What do they mean?
The only reason you're declaring is because these people came. So in the middle, we clear now to the radio of the shkita. But over there,
he's saying a little bit different. I don't think he meant it like that. I think he meant to say, but I think you hear what he's saying. He's saying that the machlokes is in what the pshat sugi is. Maybe there's no machlok on that. That's why we say hochan achar rev dayanim.
Say it's
talking about
if the something
does
dayanim, what the das, one of them was.
If the machlok, it could be some cases. The machlok dayanim will be who's lying, who's not lying. That would be a suffering to go for a moment. That would be back at kasha. Then you have Tosis Kasha. That would be in Chayis Sabbath Gemara. They should be in Hochma Manacharoy. But in most cases, the Chayis, the Yonim, what they're arguing about is, you know, what the Aloch is in such a case. They're arguing in Pshat and the Torah. They're arguing in Pshat and the Sugya. In Pshat and the Sugya, the Muchsik is not Nagir there.
So if you say a little drop, that I always had a Mimir. Let's
in
the
Raja
or the
Shkita.
So
Kuta,
that was my Das. So you become Mitzvah Kabel Raya. Right. But if the Yonim passed it, then it's not a Mitzvah Kabel Raya.
Well, the Yom are not going to pass in that. The Yom are just.
They don't pass in that Stam Das B'nai Adam, so then you keep going to believe.
When you have a machlok, it's the Yom.
Can you change?
When you have a complicated case and they start doing, they're comparing it to a gemara of a kama, shush and nagach zepara, and they're being raised in the hair and they're arguing.
So the mechus is this my das, the mechus is this his das. So I'm going to compare what my das was. You say, I agree, people say this is your das. You don't accept it, you stay with the mechus of the hair. If the yonam pasuk the das, you have no time, it doesn't block the mechus of the hair.
Well, how do you understand it? But Ma'aseh says that's the reason why you break the Enoch Mokharai, because you don't go connect to the Mokhsik. Ma'aseh just wants to say that by Sanhedrin, there's no Mokhsik. If the Mokhagis is in Pshan the Torah, Pshan Mokhagis in the Sugya, then there's no Mokhsik on that. That's what he wants to say. Okay, and then it's actually Shukul Shachim, or just doesn't say like that. Okay, one more in Achim Lahatta
is this.
No, there's one. No, nothing. It's not. It's a different Torah. It's a different Torah. It's a kasha. And if anything, we'd have to understand why Torah doesn't answer this. Okay, there's a matcha shita. We mentioned this in the previous year. I think more than once. There's matcha. It's in Chulin Perek Yud Simatov Shalom and Zayin. The matcha is a kasha. The Mishnah says in Yibam is Perek Mitzah Chalitza. When there's a chalitza, part of it says the Yibam has to be roikik, has to expectorate, has to spit saliva in front of the oven. So the Mishnah says, Yivama Shraka Kadam, Chalitza Ksheir. If Yivama spits blood, blood comes out of her mouth, it's a good chalitza. And the reason is, the Yeshun Adam believes it's Suche Reik. It's not possible that a person spits out blood from his mouth that there shouldn't be a little saliva in it. There should be a little saliva in it. And he eats with that. So, in fact, the Mosh Rakasha, even if there is Reik, why don't you say the Reik is bottled by Reik Dam? And we have a klal, even by Machon Sasuris, you're not to eat it. Bittel by Reik, the meat is bottled, and it's like it's not here. So why don't we say the roik is bottle berov and it's like it's not even here? So the Mocha answers this famous sheet. The Mocha says that when you say bottle berov is when a meat falls into a roiv. But something that comes with chilas yitzirasi ba'olam, when something comes into the world, but haruvis, there's no bit on that. Even though, right, we mentioned before, even there's a meat inside a roiv and you don't see it, but the fact is it came that way, there's no dim bit on that. That's the famous Mocha. This is the Nevi Yehuda and Simon and Dalet. He asks, what's the reason of the Macha? He calls it a Chayk B'li Tam. He says, what kind of spar is this? So my nafkamina, if the Miyad fell into the Roiv afterwards, or the Roiv fell on top of the Miyad, or if it both came in the world at the same time. My nafkamina, why should that take away the Din Bittel? It's about the Roiv. Why should that take away from the Bittel? So the Nevi Yehuda wants to say that like this. He says that...
Is the Roiv on Safik? Mm-hmm.
Well, bit of bread is by not by
suffering.
No,
it's me tambar.
Tambar.
Yeah.
That's
tambar. Suffering. No. There's no suffering here. We know there's a little right here. We know there's what right down. We know there's a little trade here. We know there's a job. We know there's a right kasha. Oh, but Maisa, the Nebbi Yidah says that the Mokka of Bittul Barayv is Acharim Lahadis. As I said, he says that even the same way the Torah tells you go bust a Rav Dayonim, even though Acharim Lahadis is written by Dayonim, the same way the Torah tells you go bust a Rav, and then Halacha, we will Esa come on, we will Isa come on, and we go bust a Rav Dayonim. Well, that's I think those are more klalim in what's called harumis.
Every time you have achramon, it's min b'mina.
You have to have a taruvus. It's not any of a taruvus over there. You're right. Over there, it's a different thing.
What's the other side? If you don't hold the
that there's a din b'lebaroi.
I think
the Nebbi Yudah says. I think he says the Parsha. You give a look and Simon and Dal, and he says the whole mock is because of Acher Malatis. As a man, the Nebbi Yudah wants to say if the whole din Acher Malatis from Sanhedrin. By Sanhedrin, you never have a case where the miyut and the Roiv came at once. It's always you're going to have either the Roiv said that they are first and then the Miyad said that they are, or the Miyad said that they are first and the Roiv said that they are. But they should both come into the world at the same time. That you don't have. As a man, that's the mock, that's the mock in the Svara. The whole Kzeis HaKosev is not really in such a case that they both came into the world at the same time. Even though I was trying to understand, maybe yes, sometimes you have one Dayan say Mutter, one Dayan say Asa, one say Mutter, one say Asa, one say Mutter, one say Asa, and it's exactly 50-50 until the last one says, well, the last two say one way, so maybe that's called that the Mia came with, but also not that it was when the last two came, they came afterwards. It was the Roy came after the Mia, or the Mia came before, after the Roy. That's maybe they see the views on learning this, that they all come at the same time. But the mice, you have to see the video, that's what this is asking, what's the sushta, but they do learn that the whole mock of the verb comes from Acher Malatis. If I haven't made this, I'm going to say, this what we were learning in 2 weeks ago, the Indian of the Gemara in Chulon Daf Yud Zayin, that the from the Zgeis HaKosov in the Torah, that Pshas Mochoma, the Chutzitzova, the soldiers, they're allowed to eat Mochon Sesuris. Because the Torah says they're going to come in and find Batam Lehim Kol Toiv, they're allowed to eat Mochon Sesuris. So we said over the Mechas Chinuch said as far as nearly mitzad as far, just as a chiddush svara that machonis asuris would only be was at least mutter for a guy, but if it's also even for a guy, that already would not be mutter. Moshe Evim and Achai, if they find Evim and Achai, which is from the Shemitz from the Noach, it's also even for a guy, that already would not be mutter. This came only mitzad as far, it doesn't say any mocha, but I was just thinking, I think the mock is poshut. Right. We were talking this over meaning. He said the Torah says, but they'll find bottom lame called to. So the Torah is calling treif kultuv. How could Torah call something with a machonis is kultuv? The Torah says for goy, it's ktoiv. The emes says for goy, even chasidim masalim. I don't think there's any reason why you should not eat chazah, any treif. I don't think there's any chasidus in that. It's not eat. The Torah calls it bottom line kultuv. It's good food for a goy, and that's mutter for you. But even a chai, something which is also for a goy, that's not toiv at all. That's not toiv at all. The Torah would not call that you found bottom line kultuv. So in the Zeis HaKosev, I think it's very posh. In the Zeis HaKosev itself, that's really the reason for the machonis is kultuv. I saw there was they gave a hetter in the war this past summer in Gaza. They gave a hetter, and it was in the 9 days. It was very hot. They gave a hetter for the soldiers to chitza, to take showers, and to eat basa, and to eat meat. Pasha to have kochas, and then they gave them hetter on Tisha B'Av to eat also. I don't think it's anything to do with this. I think it's very pasha that if there's any tzad sofik or pikuch nefesh, if the soldiers would pasha from not taking showers, they would feel a little shvacha or not eating meat. They feel it would slow down their reflexes, even a mashu, and affect the push of their own lives or the way they're being matzal. Other than that's really the simple hetta. You don't need any other tear. But just clearing, would this also be part of the hetta? You know, if the chutzitzov were going in the 9 days and they found, would they be allowed to eat meat? Would they be allowed to eat wine? Would they be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur even? I mean, Yom Kippur also, would that be also nichol and bottom lane kol tov? It might be, you don't like it, but it might be totally, you know, machaikas, we said that in the Rambam. And the Rambam and the Ramban, if it's the head that goes in the Ein Nesach also. And what we spoke about. What?
You fast
toy is also Pasha, it's Mutter. That's a different Pasha. Some compare, but that's a whole separate Pasha in there.
Okay.
I just want to say very, very quickly, what we said also, we spoke about the Mechas Chinuch. I wanted to say a svara that even though B'nai Nerech HaMetzuva on the Yisrael Vei Dezor, it's one Shem B'nai Sein Noyach. But the Yisrael Hanofim Vedazar, we don't find that the Mitzvah, that the Mitzvah. So somebody showed me over here, you can remember from the Kohler here, Night Kohler, Baron Kersner, he showed me that it's really Turi Evan, it's not only Mechas Chinuch. Turi Evan says Mamish the same word. Turi Evan says Mamish is the same Lashon, that even though we find that the Pneinerach HaMitzvah on the Vedazar, but we don't find the Mitzvah Hanofim Vedazar. But Hagoyis on the Chvish Eiran, in the Vedazar, after the Testament base, it's called Hagoyis Devek Shleimah. he's more, if you look in the Ran says Pesh Raket. The Ran says that Akum is Mitzuvan Hanofen Vedazar. And our Rav, Rav Milna, he brought me Mardi Gerai from the Gemara of Vedazar, that's Samach Dalam Beis, the Chayab Pesh Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabba Avua was Miyayitz, the Hani the Megai, because we need Vedazar Shom Kaid the Megai. To get him before the Megai, he gave them advice they should sell the Vedazar. And the reason is because if you sell it now, it'll be Mutta Bahana. But if you wait, if you Megai, it'll be Asa Bahana. So Chayab Pesh Gemara saying that the Akum is not Muzza on the Hanof and the Vedazar. And he said, the Meshech Chochmah and Pashat Kisisa on the Pasuk of Zonah B'nai Sevachar and Lehayin brings this Raya also. He said, so Chayz V'Fei Shagmur and Chayz V'Nefesh Shteyn, what the Tur Yevim would do with this Raya. Do we have a minute?